PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez has submitted his letter of resignation. Menendez informing his staff Tuesday, sending the letter to Governor Murphy while the Senate announces Menendez will be out.
Before the Senate, a communication regarding the resignation of Senator Menendez.
The 70-year-old senior senator was convicted on 16 corruption counts, from bribery to working as an agent for a foreign government in exchange for payoffs and gold bars. Murphy will choose a temporary replacement, with Menendez's last day set for August 20th. In their first campaign rally as the presumptive Democratic nominee in the race for the White House, Vice President Kamala Harris came out swinging against Donald Trump.
Put my record against his any day of the week.
And speaking Tuesday to a crowd of supporters in the battleground state of Wisconsin, Harris said the campaign is not just about us versus Donald Trump. The campaign is about who we fight for. Former President Trump will attend a fundraiser at the Jersey Shore this weekend. According to an invitation obtained by the Asbury Park Press, the minimum donation to the event is $3,300, but a donation of $50,000 will get a photo with Trump, and $150,000 will score you a seat at a roundtable discussion with Trump. The exact location of the event was not included on the invitation, but it is apparently somewhere in Monmouth County. The New Jersey Transit Board is expected to meet today to prevent a potential strike by engineers and trainmen. This comes on the heels of New Jersey Transit dealing with equipment problems, delays, cancellations, and outages in the midst of the summer heat, leaving riders fed up with spotty service and a recent fare hike. You can download our free app, sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customize it for your neighborhood, stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Steamy and stormy continues. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Between today and tomorrow, looks like most of the Garden State could pick up a half inch to an inch of additional rainfall, and localized downpours are possible. That's really still our only concern. Scattered showers and maybe a thunderstorm still possible into early afternoon, but we will see a drying trend as the day goes on. Humid with lots of clouds, highs this afternoon, lower 80s. Tonight will be mostly cloudy and muggy, probably staying dry, lows in the lower 70s. Expect one more push of showers and thunderstorms during the day tomorrow, from about mid-morning through mid-afternoon. Then we'll see some late-day clearing, high temperatures lower to mid-80s. Gorgeous weather takes over on Friday, humidity dropping. It'll be mostly sunny, dry, and warm, highs on Friday in the lower 80s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Phillipsburg is 74, Princeton 76, Cherry Hill 79. Weather brought to you by the Ewing Diner. Looking for a relaxing night out with great food? The Ewing Diner's got you covered. Enjoy dinner specials for under $20 every day and bring the whole family. Everyone will love their delicious meals and family-style ambiance. See more at ewingdiner.com.
Not New York. Not New York. Not Philadelphia. Not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.